another exciting show. Welcome to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and incidentally the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Got a number of websites actually, especially Mr. News Guerrilla Media, that's the YouTube channel, which has been skyrocketing in hits lately. And I want to thank the listeners of the show who actually take the trouble to go through to the YouTube channel and watch all the other things that we do here in New Zealand, exposing the various positions of scumbaggery that are currently being occupied by very nasty sociopathic individuals indeed. And we do all such things with smiles on our dials, because in a world so full of chaos and madness, if you lose your sense of humour, you'll go friggin' nuts. And that's the very point of the show, to have a good time, have some fun. If I'm having fun, allegedly the audience is having fun, and then it's all good. I have a guest today, speaking of having fun. He always has fun because he can survive in pretty much any environment known to man, with the exclusion of at the bottom of the ocean with concrete shoes made for him by the Rothschild Mafia. His name is White Wolf von Adzingen, and he's freaking legendary, I think would be a mild way to put it. And he joins us today for a full 2 hours, and I can assure you, ladies and gentlemen, you will be absolutely spellbound and astounded by him. White Wolf, welcome to the Vinnie Eastwood Show.
Thanks, Vinnie. It's great to be back.
Do you like the manipulative buttering up, or is that not good?
It was very kind. Thank you.
You're
legendary?
Welcome.
Well, I don't know about legendary, but I don't know. Some people are working on it.
Let's see what we can do about that then. Would you explain to people why anybody would think this, if it's the truth at all? What is it that you do?
Well, I've been around. I've led a rather unique life so far. But, you know, when it comes down to it, everybody leads their own unique life. But pretty much when I was a child, I was raised and studied a great deal in Native American ways. And these ways included Native culture and language, specifically the Lenape of the Wolf Clan specifically, and wilderness living, wilderness survival, Native spirituality, Native healing aspects, which is basically just primitive healing aspects using the land, non-technological means. And then when I was in my mid-teens, 16, I was taken into a branch division of the Central Intelligence Agency, where I went through 3 years of training. Once I graduated that training, I was put into work for the United States government, and more specifically the central government. And I did work through Canada, the United States, down into Central America for 13 years. And then after I managed to get myself out of that through some very nasty experiences, I got myself into Vermont. And here, as a part of my healing, I started up an institute called Ways of the Wild Institute, which is a wilderness living, wilderness survival school. And that is pretty much what I'm doing here in the mountains of Vermont. In the meantime, I also wrote a book, which I published last December, I believe it was. So I keep quite busy.
Well, as you do when you're trying to survive.
True, yeah. Every moment is an act of survival. But, you know, I like to use the term living as opposed to survival, because survival pretty much puts it out there that you're struggling, you know, that you're not actually living at all, that every breath you take is a fight. And, you know, a lot of people come to me with that mindset. You know, they want to learn how to survive. They want to learn how to survive in the wilderness. They want to learn how to survive in rural areas, urban, you know, areas, cities and towns and stuff, on any continent, in any environment. And what I really try to help them attain is a sense of such self-confidence and sustainability that they lose that feeling of survival, and they actually meld and flow into true living. You know, where there isn't a constant struggle anymore.
Well, yeah, I think everybody wants to live in a life without constant struggle, where you, it's kind of like fitting in, you know, in a piece of a puzzle. It's difficult for a piece of a puzzle to feel complete when it's apart from the rest of the puzzle. But when it fits in, it's supported on all sides and enjoys life as simply being part of the whole. And is that something that humans need to really kind of become more aware of, about coming back into sort of balance, if not some description of use for nature? Because at the moment, we just seem to be like, trees, forests, what's that stuff? Let's just put a motorway through there.
Yeah, we really have to get back to our true connection to this physical reality. And, I mean, every single life form on this planet has a purpose within the vast ecosystem that creates this planet. And when any life form forgets their connection, that's when things start to really go awry. Because if you forget your connection, you really forget what to do. You forget how to listen. You forget how to observe. You forget how to really see what's right in front of you. And you begin to take all of your knowledge, your experiences, and you take them out of the physical realm and put them into the realm of the abstract. And that's really what you can see worldwide today. I have people come to my school for awareness classes, and I always present the two different aspects of knowledge. The first aspect, of course, is the physical knowledge, and the second aspect is the abstract knowledge. Both forms of knowledge are essential, you know, to our reality as human beings, but there has to be a balance. And most people today, and I present this in great detail in my courses, most people today, their knowledge base is more abstract than it is physical. And, I mean, let's look at your house.
Can we interject here for a little bit? Because what we're touching on here, I think, is something that really needs to be talked about a lot more among kind of conspiracy circles, because we've kind of got this split now between those who know how to survive very, very well in the physical reality, people like yourself who can teach others and whatnot, and then there are those who believe that we're all biological computers and wave function and in a very esoteric, ethereal sense, and also quite in a literal sense. But I feel for some reason that's sort of a bit perhaps new agey, and it draws people away from what I deem to be the physical reality, because no matter how much you believe that bullet isn't going to go through your skull and out the back of your head and blow out, just thinking about it ain't going to make that happen. You know, you can still you can still die in the Matrix. That's all I'm saying.
Yes, absolutely. And this is, you know, you look around at all the natural catastrophes that have been happening, whether they are man-made or whether they are naturally occurring is besides the point. The fact is that they are indeed disasters, whether they be hurricanes or floods, whether they be volcanoes, whether it be earthquakes, whatever it happens to be. And if you take a large area of society and you lay waste to the technological comings and goings of the modern lifestyle of the modern human, you know, what happens? Chaos reigns, and it takes outside influence to get that area back on its feet. People do not know how to deal with it. They do not know how to survive, simply because so many people are lost in the virtual world, like you're saying, the world of computers and technology, that's what they know. And it's on a screen. It's not out there with your hands. It's not getting dirty. It's not putting your body into it. And so people don't know how to run electricity unless you're a trained electrician. And if you're a trained electrician, you don't know how to mine the wires that are needed to make the wires to run the electricity. Right? There's so many different steps to such a complicated technological world that it's impossible for one person to know everything about it and how to do it. But if we strip that away and we get back to the base core reality of life, nature, the wild, the land, the elements, where everything in our technological world comes from, it is possible for one person to know how to survive on all levels using only primitive basic tools and materials.
I feel that that's really the strongest organism is the one who can have everything taken away from it and still survive.
Yeah, it is. It truly is, because that's what life is all about. You know, I mean, if you remove yourself so much from the physical, why are you alive in the physical? Why do you have a body? You know, you're living so much in the mind that the physical ceases to exist. And if your physical ceases to exist, then you miss so much of the experiences.
The experiences like getting called in the middle of live radio.
Yeah. There we go. Sorry about that.
All good. Because I wanted to kind of get into this because David Icke talks about the mind, body, and I've got David Icke on the brain, ladies and gentlemen, because I just spoke at his conference last night or the night before, I think. And it's pretty exhilarating to be on the same stage, I must say. But one thing he was talking about was this mind-body obsession that people have. They don't really know how to connect them or what have you. There's this different space, right? There's one, the body, which is right here, right now. This is all I am. I am complete. I am whole. And there's nothing greater out there. The mind is, I am part of lots of different things, and I can think about this, I can think about that, I can go in a million different directions, and I can connect with other people, and it's a lot more open. And what people don't realize is that beyond the five senses, there are a heck of a lot more experiences to have. And life itself, I think, is more or less just a video game, like an RPG, a role playing game, where you get experience points and you wind up being able to upgrade certain skills and talents and whatnot over here. That's basically how life has become for a lot of people, as if it's virtual reality rather than just reality itself, and it's pretty sad.
You're right. It is. A huge part of my childhood when I was being trained by my teacher, Meech Gilane, was to really get into the depths and the vastness of the mind and use it to connect to the body and the physical so that our experiences could be complete as possible while living in a physical realm. And it was essential. I mean, Meech Gilane, he could sit there, in the middle of a winter day and strip down to a loincloth, and he was in his late 80s and early 90s when I knew him, and snow was on the ground. It was freezing cold. I had all my clothes on. And I'm sitting next to the fire, shivering. And he could sit there in a loincloth in the snow and with his mind, heat his body up so much that he would be sweating profusely. Okay? This is true body-mind connection. And this is true body control through the use of the mind. and then, of course, it's very interesting because I saw so many parallels in my training with the government that I had when I was with a Native American teacher as a child. Because they also would try to teach us mind-body control. They would have us strip down in the middle of the night and walk into ice-cold water. And we would have wired electrodes on us, and it would monitor on a machine our heart rate and our breathing rate. And we would have to continue to do that exercise until we could walk into that water without having our heart rate increase or decrease, and without having our breathing increase or decrease. So it's a real trick, trying to get the body to recognize the mind, and trying to get the mind to realize that it does indeed have full control over the body. whether that be disease, whether that be just everyday comings and goings. So to really get back to techniques that work on trying to connect the mind to the body is essential, you know, to life and to the future health of the human race.
Yeah, well, we have an innate ability to basically pull things up out of our ass, you know? So where did that come from? Oh, wow. That's what I like about being part of the human species, man. It's just, it's unpredictable. It's completely awesome in every way, shape, and form that matters. And
sure.
I don't know. Have you noticed that a lot of people have just become sort of, I don't know, anti-human? Like, they see the damage that people who are misguided do, and then they blame the entire human race as a result.
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of people out there today who have no idea what it means to truly be human anymore. More people know what it's like to be a machine than a human anymore.
And some people know how to be a, and some people know how to be a McDonald's hamburger. And we'll be right back after the break. At the biggest grinding 2 hours in talk radio, it's the Vinnie Eastwood Show, coming at you live from the Golden Arches. We'll be right back after the break.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating, or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, microbes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to the Future of Talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
No one's gonna take me
back to the deadly serious Vinny Eastwood show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Yes, we try to be very deadly serious on this show because there's a heck of a lot of serious stuff going on out there, and if we don't speak about it too quickly, everybody might freak out by it. But anyway, we're talking over the break about the occult, and White Wolf, you've got some experience in this thing as you were once involved with the CIA, and anybody who knows anything about the CIA, it must be run by the devil itself. So could you enlighten us, or as the Luciferians say, illuminate us about some of this stuff?
Sure, yeah. If you're up for it, but. Yeah, let's see. I might have seen a big red guy with the pointy tail and the horns a few times in the training compound. The CIA and, you know, I mean, they're just one small facet of the huge entity known as the central government. They're all huge into the occult, you know, just like the Nazis were. You know, the central government is no different. And they utilize ritual and ceremony and symbolism constantly. It is a part of their normal regime of what they do. They take people who are in the training compound and different facets of their organization. People who have the right genetics, the right backgrounds, the right mind patterns, and they utilize them in underground rituals. Underground rituals meaning, obviously, it doesn't happen, you know, in the back room of the Pentagon, you know, or in the top floor of Langley. These things take place in very specific rooms, buildings, underground facilities, and they do sacrificial rituals, blood rituals. They do rituals that invoke astral entities and powers that they try to tap into and get them to basically work with them in their ridiculous global agendas.
They kidnap people and drink their blood and whatnot.
They do kidnap people quite often. Most of the time, it's people who won't be missed. Homeless people, orphan children, you know, people who are terminally ill. You know, they go into psych wards, things like that, and they do. They take people and they utilize them for everything from.
Allegedly, when they're really terrified, and this is what they believe, apparently, is that when somebody's feeling incredibly afraid and out of their minds with complete and total terror, their adrenal glands start pumping huge amounts of adrenaline into the system. And then when they drink their blood, they get this kind of high off it?
Yes, this is one aspect of certain rituals that they have. It's kind of like, you know, if you go back to the olden day hunters, you know, they would run the animal, the animal's energy would rise, the endorphins would fill the bloodstream, the adrenals, you know, they would pump all the all the kidney energy, because that's what adrenal and stress is. It's pure kidney energy, and it would flood the bloodstream. And then when they would consume some part of that animal, they would end up consuming that aspect of energy, and it would supposedly give them an energetic and mental boost. I guess you could call it like a high. Yes.
Do they believe it like gets them closer to the Dark One or something?
You know, it's kind of like
the Rastafarians believe that smoking cannabis brings you closer to Jah. The Satanists believe that drinking the blood of an incredibly terrified small child that you just kidnapped will bring you closer to the devil.
That and also it makes you feel more invincible.
Kind of like somebody on a cocaine high.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Because it's kind of a frenzy state. Okay, like sharks. When sharks feed, they get into a frenzy state. Okay, these rituals, especially the blood-consuming rituals, that's what these people are getting into. They're getting into an elevated state where their mind is. It enters what's known as a black zone, and the black zone is when the body has elevated itself so much with adrenaline that it can no longer function in like small muscle movements. It can only function in gross muscle movements. It doesn't feel pain. It can walk through, it thinks it can walk through walls and fly. It gets into an amazingly powerful mental state that pretty much appears to try to remove the mind from the body. So these rituals are pretty nasty.
Yeah. And I think it's like when you worry about these sorts of things, as I do, you wonder just how big an extent of the problem actually is. And allegedly there's something like 400,000 children that get kidnapped and never seen again in the United States, 100,000 plus in the United Kingdom alone.
Yep.
This stuff is not only going on and definitely going on, but it's happening in a very large scale, like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, it's global.
A global pedophile, raping, blood-sacrificing, satanic cult that are full of the most responsible people in your community. And Oprah Winfrey, actually once in her childhood, I think, stayed with a family of Satanists, and they were like a lawyer and a doctor or something like that. And she said that the very interesting thing about living in a household of Satan is that the difference between night and day is very stark. For example, what is good during the day, like being a lawyer or a doctor and helping people out and donating money to community charities and advising the mayor and all of that, that's all to be done during the day. But at night, good is bad and bad is good. As in, if you were to do something good and responsible at home at nighttime, that would be seen as a bad thing. And if you were to do something truly horrific and terrifying, that would be seen as a good thing. And they go back to work the next day completely without any empathy, remorse, or conscience. And that's the type of people that you really have to be thinking about and be concerned about, particularly if they're being elected to public office, particularly if they hold positions of power and authority or in what would be considered a fiduciary responsibility, one where you would be in a position of trust, like a doctor. Oh, I trust my doctor because he's more qualified than me. He probably knows more than me, so I should probably trust his judgment. Same with a lawyer, same with a politician. You're supposed to trust them. But if their agenda is to kidnap you and drink your blood, I don't think you should trust them at all.
Yeah, I think you have a good point there.
Maybe it's just me.
I don't know. Maybe, you know, you might be a little on the odd side, but I think most people would probably agree with you on that one. Yeah. I have to say that if you really look into it, I mean, the people who run these high occult positions and organizations, the majority of them are in high positions, politically speaking, or society speaking. You know, lawyers, doctors, law enforcement agents, you know, whatever. Because they know the ins and outs. They know what they can do, where they can do it, when they can do it, without the media, without the public eye being focused on them. I mean, there's no way that that many children, for example, could go missing in a single year in one country and have, you know, private organizations doing it or, you know, involved in it. It can only happen with the amount of technology and surveillance we have today by people who know what they're doing and are in control of these surveillance and law enforcement positions, you know, and organizations.
And you don't need to have too many of them in those high up positions. Like, for example, if you wanted to control a police force, you wouldn't need to control the head commissioner per se or every inspector on the street. You would simply want to have somebody who's just at that particular level where they decide which cases go to prosecution and which don't. Okay? And they can do that in an arbitrary type fashion. And that gives you control over virtually an entire division of police. Just that one person in a key position who decides who and who doesn't get prosecuted. This allows people to be, well, more or less, cover up for other criminal organizations. You know, anybody has ever heard of a story where your kid gets taken by CPS or something like that, and then you go to family court, and then suddenly they're not listening to you, and they break the law, and they do all this strange stuff, and you're like, how can this be? This is crazy. And so, look, the only reason why you think it's crazy, excuse me, is because you're not a sociopath, okay? If you were a psychopath, everything would make total sense.
You know, it might. You're right. It might. I don't know. But, you know, really what you're trying to do, you know, to get things like this to work is you need to gain control of a controller, of somebody who is in a controlling position of everybody underneath them. People who underneath them have no choice. If they want to be in the position they're in, they have to take orders from this controller. So if you can get your hooks into the controller, then you have your hooks into the entire organization. It doesn't matter what organization it is.
Yeah, like slapping your viral 2 gigabyte flash drive stick into the main motherboard of the big honcho computer that's running the whole banking system, for example. Oh, sweet ass, we got access, we're in. You know, like Mission Unconscionable.
Yeah, you know, that's why the technological world is, to many, is so scary. Because that's exactly how it's run. All you need are a few key players strategically placed around, you know, every country, and you can control the technological methods of the entire country. You don't need to have, you know, people in every single household controlling the technology. That's not how it works. I mean, you have mainframes that control massive areas of the computer systems within, you know, countries all around the world. And as long as you can have key players where those mainframes are, that's it. And now, with the use of satellites, you don't even need that many players.
Yeah, exactly. It's like we're living in freaking Michael Bay's Transformers or something of that nature, you know? That's what I see the New World Order is just some description of giant Transformer, you know, whether they all come together and form a foot and a leg and an arm and a hand and a face and a chest and they all kind of come together to be this enormously technologically advanced, technocratic, sociopathic creature of unknown origin coming in from deep space to annihilate all life on Earth and or enslave the rest.
Which is exactly why we have to get back to ourselves and the connection to physical reality. because it's the only chance we have to make a difference, to try to turn things around, and not to support, you know, that psychopathic madness is really what it is.
Yeah, speaking of bringing it back into nature and all of that, I feel like, for example, I'm really into conspiracy theories, and I'm also like dance music and going out to parties and things of that nature, because you get really interesting conversations with people mostly. And I feel that, and I've got two Facebook accounts. Like, one's my personal account, which I only kind of, you know, talk about normal stuff with. And, well, I suppose conspiracy stuff is more the normality for me because it takes up the majority of my life. But you know what I mean. I'm kind of trying to separate them, have a foot in both camps, as it were. Do you believe it's possible for people to do the same, be very, very wilderness aware and survivalist, whilst at the same time being part of the technotronic era?
Yes. Absolutely. And the reason is because when you're really connected to the earth, the elements, you know, and the nitty gritty, you know, you're sustaining yourself. It is your survival. That's exactly what it is. You know, your connection to it, you know, determines the quality of your survival on this planet. However, to be blind to the technological world and to the agendas that are going on is just as bad as trying to remove yourself from the earth, you know, and the connections we have to the earth. We need to be completely aware of what's going on so that we can understand what it is we are supporting, what we're feeding, and what we're not. And we can actually make the conscious choice in our life as to what we want to feed into and what we don't want to feed into.
Indeed, and we'll get into more of this after the break. What you do want to feed on and what you don't want to feed on, preferably it's not human blood or body parts in the Jeffrey Dahmer sense of the word. And we'll be right back after the break to discuss a little bit more about psychopathy.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkeley water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkeley banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Your life, as it has been, is over.
Radio Free Humanity on AFR. Listen to the
Paranormal
Shift, Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Central.
The world we knew is gone. The conditions which framed and taught us our status have gone with us. Our needs are now different and our aims. The conditions which framed and taught us our status have gone with us.
Down on the Vinny Eastwood Show, kicking it in it. Anyway, we were talking over the break with White Wolf. I really like him, mate. He's pretty cool. We were talking about how people sort of they feel that things outside themselves need to change before they can do this. Like, for example, I don't want to really get into talk radio until I've gotten myself a better computer, or I don't really want to get into event promotion until I've got a better car, or I don't want to kind of watch TV until it's 36 inches with 1080 HD and liquid crystal display in 3D. You know, the kind of people who put objectives outside themselves rather than realizing the simple and obvious truth is that if you change from the inside, it starts to change everything around you.
And that's exactly right. You know, a lot of people today, they get confused. They don't understand what the difference is between choice, reason, mind pattern, values. You know, a value is really what brings true meaning into our lives through our mind. So anything we deeply care about is a direct reflection of our values. They define the direction that we wish to go in life and the basis, you know, of how we choose to live our life. And, you know, to make a choice, most people think that we need a reason first, okay? And the reason tells us why we do what we do. But therein lies the trap. See, if we're not careful and analytical, a reason can be a judgment. You know, that actually creates a binding rule behind the scenes. For an example, you know, maybe you like chocolate. but you're overweight. Okay. And you want to lose weight. And you tell yourself that you can't enjoy the chocolate anymore because it'll keep you from losing weight. And someone asks you if you like chocolate, and you reply, yes, but I'm overweight, so I can't eat it. All right? So there's the answer. Yes was clearly stated, but also a rule or judgment was given. So you like chocolate, but you tell yourself you can't have it unless you are a perfect weight. So the rule you created is that you can't have or enjoy the chocolate until you lose weight. So reasons can be traps in our lives, and we have to look deeper than reason. We have to learn how to question until there's no more answer.
Oh my God. You just said something there, because every time I tell my girlfriend Sarah to do something, she says something like that, she gives a reason not to do it, I say, she's making an excuse, and she goes, no, it's a reason.
Yeah, and you have to get rid of the reason. You have to go deeper than the reason to understand how you can change things and what you really are, what your life is about. I mean, you need to question until there's absolutely no answer, like that child, right? They ask you why the sky is blue. You tell them why the sky is blue, and then they ask you another question based on that answer. And then they ask you another question until finally you have no more answers to give to their questions because they have just questioned you out. All right? This is what we need to do, because once you can question all the way down to where there's no more question and answer in your mind, that's where you reach your values. All right? The value is simply the core that makes you want to create goals. See, the values aren't goals themselves. Goals are simply pausing places along the way. The path of value, you know, is oriented by goals. It's kind of like you go into the deep blue ocean, okay? And when you're out there, there's nothing but blue. I mean, literally, when you're under the water, there is nothing. There is nothing to give you a reference point in your reality of where you are. And so if you're out there on a boat and you look down and there's a piece of driftwood, you hang out for a while and you watch, and you would be amazed how many creatures come to investigate that piece of driftwood, because that driftwood is like a goal, okay? It's a reference point in the vastness of the ocean, okay?
Yes.
That's exactly what it is. So if you want to change your life, you have to do it from the inside.
Yeah, that's absolutely right, you know. I can just imagine it now, a piece of driftwood off the coast of California. All the fish are like, dude, what is that?
Exactly. You know, I break it down into three branches, you know, when I teach people this stuff. And the three branches that people use in their lives to create their value system usually come down to the first one is personal evolution. Okay, this pretty much contains all personal growth on all levels of one's being. The second one is health. Okay, and again, this is individual's health on all levels of the body and mind. And then you've got spirituality, the baseline beliefs of an individual. The fourth one that I teach people is your intimate partner. Okay, a spouse, lover, boyfriend, girlfriend, anyone that you have an intimate relationship with. But this branch doesn't deal with sexuality. It just deals with the intimate connection itself. Because the fifth level is sexuality. Okay, it's an important branch to keep separate from the others, because an individual's beliefs and feelings on all levels about sexuality is what's contained in this level. Then you got sixth level is children. Okay, and this, you don't have to be a parent to have a relationship with a child. Okay, any adult can have a relationship with a child. You could be a neighbor child. It could be a teacher student. Whatever it happens to be,
an uncle or auntie or something.
Yeah, you know, anything. Seventh is your family. Okay, this is all members of your family beyond your spouse and child. And then you've got social. Again, all the people you interact with and have relationships with that are non-family members throughout society. The ninth level is animal. This can be a personal pet, family pet, friend's pet, or any other animal that you might have some type of relationship with. Maybe you go to the park every day and the squirrel comes to you, or pigeons, okay? Whatever it happens to be. Your tenth is the employment. Of course, this is whatever job you hold. 11th is fun time or leisure time, right? Hobbies, things like that. 12th is service. This is basically your citizenship and how an individual interacts with town, city, country, state, county. And then the 13th one is time. How an individual feels about time, past, present, future, simultaneous existence, timelessness. Okay, now not everyone may have all 13 branches, but these are the 13 levels, the 13 branches that most people use to create their daily values on. And this is how they steer their entire lives. So if you want to change what is around you, you have to look inside yourself on each one of these levels. And you have to explore it and find out what you like about it and what you don't like about it. And then start to change what's inside that you don't like. And that's so, the only reason.
And in order to get to that point, as you said before, it comes to the point where you have to question everything that you can about that particular aspect, whether that be your family, your job, or your sexuality, or what have you. Again, question yourself until the point where you've run out of questions to ask, and then, by osmosis, you'll have all the answers you need.
Yes, because then you're getting out of the conscious mind and you're tapping into the infinite subconscious. You're tapping into your super consciousness, okay? And here, all the answers you're looking for exist. They're right there. You just have to quiet the mind enough and lose that rigid focus to be able to tap into it. You have to relax the mind. This is the process that I used, you know, to get out of the work I was in and the heavily programmed state, you know, of being an assassin for the government and, you know, attaining the lifestyle that I have today. You know, I would have never been able to get where I am today if I did not use, you know, a process such as this. You know, I probably would have put my life on the line somewhere purposely, you know. I doubt I would have survived.
And this is something that I feel is quite interesting about people, is that the power of the mind and the power of the spirit and what have you give you powers beyond what physical reality is capable of to a large extent, you know, like I use the example all the time of POWs who had a strong belief in an almighty creator and God and what have you, had a significantly higher survival rate in POW camps.
Yes, you're right. Correct.
That's the power of the strength of spirit and strength of belief, you know. You can be in a prison and still be free.
Yeah. You know, the process I see is everything comes down to your core mind patterns. Okay, what you came into this life with, what is in your mind. And from there, you made choices. From those choices, you have created your values. From the values, you move to your goals, and then you move on with your life. You know?
Yeah. Quit messing around, ladies and gentlemen. Get on with freaking life. It's right here. It's in your hands. There's only one moment. It's this one. What are you going to do about it? That moment is stretched all throughout history and all throughout eternity. So in a way, you get to share a moment with everybody who has ever lived or ever will. And it's a very encouraging thought. You're listening to The Vinnie Eastwood Show. My very special guest is Wyatt Wolf von Anzingen. And we'll be right back after this break with a little bit more on that. And we want to talk about prophecy as well. There's a lot of those going around as we head into 2012. We'll get his perspective on that and more after the break at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand. Leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
No rules. No rules. No taboo topics.
No taboo topics.
No fear of doom.
No fear of doom.
We are.
We are.
American Freedom Radio.
American Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Broadcasting live from Jamaica, man. With the various types of joints being passed around behind our scenes up here in the studio in the legalized portion of Vermont State. My very special guest is Wolf von Enzingen. And a question in from the chat room about prophecy. And did your teacher, is it Mitch Galane?
Yes, it is.
All right, then I'm good. Ever speak of prophecies?
He did. Yes, Mitch Galane would speak of prophecies, and he wasn't a very humorous man. I think he laughed a lot inside, but he wasn't somebody who really would really laugh a lot outside. Unless it was something that I myself was doing that was absolutely insane as a child, trying to learn the wilderness ways. But he would laugh when he would talk about prophecies. He always told me that it would be impossible for me to travel around the world and go visit every single culture and not find some prophecy existing in every culture. And if you looked at all those prophecies, you would find constant conflict with all the other prophecies that you came in contact with. He said, and if you could go back to the people who originally came up with the prophecies and compare that original state of the prophecy to the prophecies that are being spread around today, he said, you wouldn't even see any similarities. And as I've studied this and looked into prophecies, it makes perfect sense. I mean, the prophecies that I was looking at when, you know, I was, back in the 80s, and looking at the prophecies today, it is amazing how many different varieties of the same prophecy are floating around. Which one's correct, if any? And which part of which ones are correct, if any? And what are they based on, really? I mean, who is alive today that has any communications with the people who originally came up with these prophecies to begin with? Especially the cultures who didn't have...
I'm sure there's plenty of homeless people with dementia in New York City that might be, but continue.
You know, I mean, really, if you look out there, you go, a lot of these cultures who came up with these prophecies, they didn't write things down. It was word of mouth. Okay? Now, if we look at how this worked, when we look at cultures who passed on their knowledge through word of mouth versus writing, when it was kept within the culture, it was kept pretty clean. However, when it started to mingle with other cultures and other languages, things get messed up real quick. So yes, that was his viewpoint on prophecies. And, you know, he always told me, you know, make sure that you walk your own path, and you do your own research, your own soul searching, your own studies, and you come up with your own opinions. You know, he would never tell me to take his opinions and run with them.
Well, see, allegedly, all divine prophecies, so-called, actually all say basically the same thing, except what gets told to the public about what these prophecies actually are is just... there's basically nothing similar about it at all. It's like Chinese whispers. Like, the prophecy is everything's going to be sweet. Everybody gets a mansion. Everybody's going to have zero interest spread currency. But by the time it gets to the other end of it, there's going to be a new world order and a third world war, and everybody's going to die of depleted uranium poisoning.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and who spreads the prophecies globally? The media. And who controls the media? The central government. So how can we believe anything that is being told to us, prophecy-wise or others, you know, through the media?
Yeah, and again, that comes back to the advent of time. Like, the Roman calendar was just forced on everybody. It's like, instead of 13 months with one moon cycle in each month and 28 days in each month, they split it into 12, and some of them have got 28, some of them have got 30, some of them have got 31. I don't even know what freaking how the heck they came up with that. It's just like somebody who's like slightly retarded or something, who couldn't count or do his freaking arithmetic, probably. Possibly due to lead and mercury poisoning as being part of the Roman Empire, but you know, it's just like, here's a clock, here's a 24-hour cycle, follow that. It's like, bro, I don't get up that early in the morning, man. No freaking way. I don't want to follow any of this kind of arbitrary timekeeping. And it's like, 2012, this is the arbitrary timekeeping of our time, you know? This is the time that everything bad's going to go down. There's going to be 800-mile-an-hour winds. There's going to be volcanoes exploding out of toilet seats. It's going to be absolute chaos.
Yeah, I mean, then you had that, what was it, that... some king in the 1300s decided, you know, for his whatever, his inauguration or whatever the heck it was, he decided to change the global year. And he says, oh, well, it's now 3 years later. You know, he changed the entire calendar just like that because he became king. So it wasn't
Let me guess. It was because his dad had like a 97-year reign and he wanted a 100-year reign and he knew he was going to die soon, so he just made sure. It's actually 3 years later now. See? I win.
Who knows? And supposedly, we're still following that calendar today. But the central government supposedly has the behind-the-scenes calendar, and they're still following the old calendar. So, you know, there again, we have the huge discrepancy of 3 years, you know, that's tagged onto these prophecies, which are time-sensitive. You know, so it's very confusing.
The other element is, because it's so confusing, it makes people kind of like switch off. They're just like, oh, well, if it's too confusing and there's too many other things, I'm not going to even bother. And I think that's actually the correct response in a lot of circumstances. It's just like, bugger it. If I'm going to die under some 1,200 foot high wave or something like that, so be it. I'm going to bring a surfboard.
Surfboard and a picnic, you know? Yeah, it's called desensitization, you know. You just put it out there, you flood it over and over and over until people say, you know what, I don't care. And people just stop listening, you know.
Yeah, that's probably why the Noah's Ark story is told over and over again, you know, to just flood people's minds with these images of disaster, no pun intended.
You know. What better way to induce a baseline core fracturing fear in the human psyche than to constantly flood the media and the masses with doomsday reports over and over and over again?
Yeah, I can just imagine in the future, you know, at the moment, reporters are selected because they know how to do their hair properly and they look relatively blondish and handsome or whatnot, right? And I think that in the future, they will be selected based upon how long they can hold their arms above their head for the longest, you know, because they'll just be running around, we're all going to die! It's all done! There's some description of virus or tidal wave or new election coming. It's all screwed. You know, that kind of thing. And this will be an endurance game, I think.
Yeah, well, let's look at Hollywood, you know. Who do they get in there? You know, people who can really promote this and make it believable. How many people in Hollywood are idols to people in the masses? You know, how many people follow every single movement that these big-time Hollywood stars do? So you portray them in all these dramatic, you know, these brutal movies and subject matters and put it out there, you know? And let's rate them PG, okay? Let's downgrade the rating so that our children can watch it, so that they can be imprinted with this fear factor as well.
Yeah, I think that all disaster movies and end-of-the-world movies should hereby be R18 at the least.
Yeah, you know. And again, you're imprinting it on the minds of the kids who don't have the experience level and the years under them to make conscious choices and to know how to handle what they're seeing.
How many parents actually guide their children through a PG-rated movie, or do they just sit there and watch it with them, and the kids are completely mesmerized, just as the parents are, because the flicker rate of the television is so fast that the conscious brain can't promote it, and actually slips into a subconscious dreamlike state in a suggestible format.
Mm, exactly. So yeah, I mean, you take a real good hard look at the prophecies that are out there today, and you really go deep within yourself and ask yourself, how much of those do you really feel is 100% accurate based upon what is allowed to be spread through the media to the masses today? Everything is regulated.
Now, are you aware of a prophecy by a guy named Stalking Wolf, the Apache elder, who had visions of red skies?
Not in its completeness, no. I have heard of it.
Mm. Well, I wonder, like, there was some kind of a prophecy about the moon going red, where and that would be the sign of the prophesied return of Jesus, right? And the moon went red, sure enough. I think it was back in, might have been 2005 or something like that. I remember watching it here in New Zealand. And then it happens a few years later, and nothing happened on both of those occasions. So it's like, okay, the moon just randomly turns red every now and again, and I don't know why. But it certainly ain't no return of no Lord.
Yeah, it's called partial eclipse. You see the partial eclipse, the moon turns red. Happens a lot.
Yeah, and it allegedly happened when Jesus was crucified on the cross as well.
So let's turn it into a great symbol for the stage new coming of the Christ figure.
Yeah. I suppose that people kind of grapple onto whatever thing. And this gives rise to my speculation that, in fact, these prophecies aren't real at all, but they are actually being facilitated and made to be perpetuated by the New World Order in a very deliberate fashion to freak people out about a coming age that they can do nothing about, so that everybody just kind of sits back, folds their arm and go, oh, well. It's divine will. There's nothing I can do about it. And then all they have to do in order to take over the world is just use the Book of Revelations as a freaking playbook, and everybody else will just stand down and think there's some divine will behind it, when in actual fact there's just the will of some very, very wealthy, very powerful, sneaky, scumbaggery, satanistic type individuals.
Yeah, they're running the world. They're running everything that is presented to the media. You know, that's exactly what it is. And so if it's out there, if it is being claimed as the hardcore truth, you know, and it's being spread around the world as this is the date of doom or this is the date of new coming or whatever, there is a very deep, dark, twisted behind-the-scenes schedule. And they're utilizing these old prophecies, which, you know, if you could go back and access the original prophecies, yes, I'm sure you would find some type of truth somewhere in them. However, the prophecies that are presented to the public today have been so twisted, they have been so tampered with, and they're being used to promote global agendas that are being promoted and controlled fully by the central government. You know, next year, 2012, the Mayan calendar, the doomsday, blah, 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 blah. The world is not going to end next year on, 12-12-12?
Oh, so I think it's 12-21-12.
12-21-12, okay. Well, you know, the next day, we're all still going to be here. All it is to get people into a triggered state so that the program activations that they have in mind can more fully take place in the psyche of the masses so that they can continue moving forward with their global agenda without too many people getting in the way, doing the wrong things.
So we're talking about psychologically facilitated end-time programming that is manipulating people into being afraid. And in the process of being afraid, your brain clicks off, you stop thinking. Okay, and that's exactly what they want people to do. Don't think, act, because, hey, if you can't think, how are you going to figure out that we're manipulating you?
Exactly. The one thing I tell every student who comes through my door, never believe anything I tell you for face value. Because if you do, you're a fool. And I'm going to tell you you're a fool. I want you to question everything I'm telling you, and I want you to take it into your own life and prove it for yourself. Because that's the only way you're going to gain the experience and the true knowledge and eventually the wisdom from the lessons that I present.
Oh, you're so right. It's like somebody who's morbidly obese watching that TV show, The Biggest Loser. And by the end of the series, all those people that were really, really huge on The Biggest Loser have now done all that work and all that hard work and what have you. And now they're all skinny. And the person sitting on the couch watching them thinking that it's going to do something is still obese.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You can't live your life through other people or through watching. Life is not a effing spectator sport.
No, people have come to me and they want me to teach them, and I tell them, you know, I don't consider myself a teacher, because every single living form of life is a teacher in its own right. All I can do is present the experiences that I have gone through in hopes that it may help you in your own life, figuring something out in your own path from your own perspective. But you cannot gain my experiences from me. You can only gain your own experiences. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, you don't really have much of a choice. And this is why you can't blame anybody else for basically anything that happens to you. Because you're the cause of all your problems. And you always will be. And you'll keep causing yourself problems until you take responsibility and think to yourself, hey,
I'm my own worst troublemaker. I should discipline myself.
Exactly.
Where is that ruler?
Need more than a ruler with some people. I know I could have used a 2x4.
A tennis racket to the face, you know?
Yeah. No, I mean, everything, you know, every non-beneficial or, you know, at the time that I deemed a non-beneficial act or event that took place in my life, you know, being taken into the government, being trained to kill people, being used in you know, blood sacrifice rituals, and then actually being employed by the government to kill people for 13 years. You know, all of this stuff. And then being poisoned by the government when I was trying to get out. You know, that was like the best thing that could have ever happened to me, because it made me stop dead in my tracks, literally, and look at the deepest levels of myself, where I was coming from, who I was, what I was, and what I really wanted, and how in the world I was going to get it. Without those experiences, I would have never been able to attain the position in life that I have today. So, no matter how awful our experiences are, we created them. We called them into our life from some level of our being because we felt we needed them in order to evolve to a higher state of being.
Yeah. I mean, how many other lives do you want to live before you start to know that you want to learn something about it? You know, this is what people I just don't get it. Get off your proverbial couch and stop making excuses, because there's no point, and life is a heck of a lot more enjoyable and worthwhile, regardless of whether or not you suffer, because it's still just an experience that you can learn something from. We'll be right back.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating, or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Your daily dose of conspiracy and comedy is the Vinnie Eastwood Show. In a world so full of madness and chaos, don't lose your sense of humor or you'll go friggin' nuts. Weekdays 5 to 7 Central on American Freedom Radio. From it's the Vinnie Eastwood Show. If you're out there, if you exist, if you believe in prophecy, or actually if you have any belief structure at all, we will find you and we will exterminate that belief from you because it's not good. My very special guest is White Wolf von Anzingen. Welcome back. I wanted to get into now the whole concept of our modern life and from your perspective. How detached are people, just in general, from the land and nature itself? I think it's almost completely gone, apart from breathing the air.
The connection actually is still there, but it's the conscious awareness of our connection that people are beginning to misplace. Or have completely misplaced. I mean, yes, we still breathe the air, okay? We still are warmed by the element fire. You know, we still hydrate ourselves and cleanse ourselves with the element water. We still have our roots in the earth. We gain our food from the earth. Our sustenance comes from the earth. So we're very much connected on a daily basis to the natural world. But the conscious awareness of what we're doing and how deep our connections run and how we can utilize these connections to better our life, that is what's being lost. And that's what's really being lost in the younger generations because the older generations have stopped teaching the younger generations their connections. And this is a really sad thing to see. More and more kids today are spending less and less time playing outdoors, you know, using their creative and physical aspects to engage with the natural world. And they're spending more and more times inside, watching movies and TVs, playing video games, you know, being on the computer, all this stuff. And as technology increases, their disconnection from the earth increases. Now, what happens when they grow older and they start to run the world? When they get old enough to take over, you know, in the ruling positions, you know, this is when things are really going to be disastrous when it really comes down to it.
Well, so, that's why you really have to catch them while they're young, don't you?
Yes, yes. I mean, it's not that. Adults are unable to relearn their connections and become consciously aware of it. But it's really the future that we have to look at, okay? And the future obviously lies within the younger race, the younger generations, the children. but it's funny because most of the people that I teach a large percentage of my students happen to be in their 50s and 60s. I really am not sure why that is. It's like they're, I don't know, maybe they're going through the life change and they realize how much they have gotten away from a more simple, pure, you know, higher quality lifestyle. And they take pause and they want to try to get back into trying to figure out how to regain that conscious awareness of our true connections to the earth, to physical reality.
Is that part of the agenda, really, if we're detached to a certain extent from the physical world, it means that we become dependent on another form of energy and another form of control in order to sustain ourselves, and that's what they want.
Exactly. That's all part of the agenda for world domination. If you can...
I just wanted to say that it's about extrapolation, right? Because if you can make one person a slave in bondage, what do you have to do? You have to take away their ability to provide for themselves. Okay, good. You have to take away their ability to think independently. Okay, good. You have to take away from their ability to get out of that situation. And on the same token, you have to take the will out of their mind to want to get out of that situation as well. And then extrapolate that across a country, extrapolate that against a continent, extrapolate that around the world. You have a blueprint for world government in each individual, and each individual is capable of breaking that programming, breaking that conditioning, and breaking the world government structure as a whole by yourself. That's how powerful we are, and that's why they need us to feel powerless.
Exactly. Yeah, because, you know, true external and global change comes down to, you know, true and genuine individual change. You know, you have to want to change yourself to be able to change the world. And that's why there's so much distraction. There's so much information being flooded through the masses that nobody knows what to focus on. Again, it's desensitization. You know, people are so desensitized from what is real anymore because they don't know what to believe, they don't know what not to believe, and they're too tired to have the energy to take the time in their life to actually look at it, study it through and through. They're either in poor health or they work themselves to death just to try to put some meat on the table. And so, yes, keep people distracted, keep people tired, keep people in poor health, strip the will right out of them, and that's it. You got them.
You got them for life, you know. No, it's a stronger than a wedding band. And it sets in at very early childhood, as we talk about. And that's why the kids are such brats these days. Unbelievable. Serious. I get the finger from children who are like 5 years old swearing at me and stuff.
That's pretty bad.
What the hell is going on here? You know, I remember this one time I was watching the third Lord of the Rings movie in a movie theater, and this kid in the front of me was going, oh, you know, like in a real sarcastic kind of little brat type fashion in the real emotional parts of the thing. So I just kicked him in the back of the head, go, shut up, you little bastard. And the whole theater just clapped for me, you know. It was like, yeah, somebody did it. You know, this is the thing. Everybody hates kids that just don't know that they're kids, just don't know that they could just be clipped around the ears and just go, shut up, you're being very naughty.
You know, it's interesting because I find that there still is a definite separation zone in the attitude of kids, depending upon whether they are rural children or suburban or city children. Because I have done a decent amount of teaching with rural children, and they are amazingly open, receptive, respectful, and genuinely interested in what I'm presenting. So much so that, you know, they look forward, you know, to my next visit, whenever that happens to be. But when I see a lot of kids that live most of their lives in city atmosphere, where the disconnection from the natural world is so much more intense. Yes, their attitudes are much worse. Their outlook on the world is much worse. They have very little hope in them. And it's a very sad and disturbing thing to see. But I still see a definite separation between children and their environmental locations.
Yeah, well, you are what you eat. You are where you are. And you are who you are. And you can't really change any of those, you know. Who you are is where you came from, what you know, and what you're eating.
True, but you can change it if you want to. You can change anything if you want to. Yeah. But you have to do it with your mind.
And people have been talking about brainwashing and kind of how some people just don't get it. You know, it does not compute the reality that we're talking about here. Why is that? I theorize that it's not just, you know, one thing or the other. It's just an incredibly wide spectrum entirely surrounding them, basically from cradle to grave. There's the parental situation, which is being, basically destroyed now more than ever before. There's like above 50% divorce rate, and kids aren't getting enough time with their dads because the courts are arbitrarily favor them. 80% of young boys who don't have a strong male role model in their life for either most or part of their growing up life develop a drug addiction problem. There's all these chemical inserts that are happening all over the place, EMF and ELF waves that are coming off of every electronic device that every kid's got now in their school bag, constantly irradiating their fragile little brain pans. And then you feed them some sugary crappy cereal or what have you that has iron filings in it, and then of course you've got to make sure that you wash that down with some very nice healthy 64 teaspoons worth of sugar and 2 teaspoons full of aspartame, which killed every single rat in the lab test, to wash it down with, and so on and so forth. It's endless, innumerable endlessness to block people from thinking, and yet people still wake up, and waking up in droves they are. See, again, the only way for somebody to think negatively is if they ignore reality. If you have a look at reality, you'd find that it's incredibly inspiring.
It is. It is very inspiring. One of the biggest surprises that I had from writing my book, putting my life story into black and white pages, and then putting it out to the world, was all of the amazingly positive feedback that I have gotten from people all over the globe right now, in how much of an inspiration it was and how much it gave them new hope and drive to reclaim and take control of their own lives, you know, and tell me that no matter, you know, how bad their life was, they realized that, yes, there's somebody else in the world who has it much worse. And if they can get out of it, so can they, you know. And so if we really look around and we stop looking at everybody's experiences, including our own, as non-beneficial and negative, and start looking at them as hardcore, clear-as-day lessons that we can all learn from, you know, the world would be a much better place.
Yep. I think a little bit of hard, solid fact and a little bit of love goes a long way. I feel it's so much now that people just avoid conflict. And by avoiding conflict, they avoid solving problems. And so they just get bigger and bigger and bigger until eventually it just crushes you and you got nothing left.
Yeah.
You know? That's why everything appears, and this is all just a media-manipulated appearance, to a large extent anyway. It's why it appears everything is going so chaotic. It's because people just don't have a big, solid smack in the face of reality and just being like, okay, I don't think being bombed by a NATO plane is actually good for humanitarian purposes. Perhaps we shouldn't be doing that. But it takes one of those bombs to fall on you before you realize that. And only the dead have seen the end of war, as Plato said.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. Again, that's why I like to take people away from the distraction to be able to present information that they can use to help free themselves. And that is why I teach most of what I teach in the wilderness, so that they are removed from all of the typical familiar modern day distractions. And at first, when people come out there, if they haven't been out there before, you can sense the fear in them, you know, and that actually creates quite a bit of hesitation for people even signing up for the classes and courses, because they are afraid. They're afraid to go out there because of what they've been told. They're afraid that if they go out there, they might actually find something about themselves that they didn't know. And this is uncharted territory for them, and so it's scary. And once they get out there, by the time the course is done, they walk away completely different. It's amazing to watch the transformation. It doesn't matter how obnoxious somebody is when they might come into one of my courses. But when they leave, the transformational process that I witness is nothing but inspirational, you know. And that's why I really love what I'm doing.
It's not so much inspirational as it is just proof of how much people are adaptational.
Proof itself is inspirational, isn't it?
You got to be ready to believe that. Absolutely. I don't think anybody truly understands what real inspiration is until it actually happens to them. Okay, I mean, where's your inspiration coming from if you're stuck in the same job for 40 years and then you retire and get a cheap gold watch? Where's your inspiration? Yeah. You know, how could anybody do the same job for more than only a year or two or something like that before getting bored of it? And apparently a lot of people do. I think there was a statistic released on, I think it might have been CNN, that the average American changes their entire career path every 7 or so years. And it's probably even more regular now. So it just shows me that people are going round in a very different but still repetitious circle, rat race, hamster wheel, consistently for their entire lives. And they don't ever realize that they're on a freaking hamster wheel until something happens to them, somebody says something, or whatever needs to happen for them to get off their knees, stop begging, stop surviving, and just start living. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, my very special guest, White Wolf von Anzingen. We'll be right back after this break at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com. Check out the archives and the featured interviews there. They're really fabulous, especially the Vinnie on Other Shows page. Back in a moment.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. Tuberculite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Tuberculite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Tuberculite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution.
Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and incidentally the VinnieEastwoodShow.com, proudly brought to you by GorillaMedia.co.nz. My very special guest today is White Wolf on Ann Zingen, and we'll come back to him after this. I'm going to play a quick clip for you now. Is my appearance at David Icke's talk that he gave in Auckland on Sunday. So this will just be basically, David says thank you very much and everybody claps, and he goes off the stage, and then his organizer Adam Davis, absolutely lovely, wonderful guy, comes out on stage and introduces me to take the same footstools as as David Icke did. So I was pretty honored, as you would be. And so I'm just going to play this little baby for you all now. And this is up on my YouTube channel, Mr. News, Guerrilla Media. The name of the video is Vinnie Eastwood Speaks at David Icke, NZ, Mr. News. Okay, so here it is for you, ladies and gentlemen.
I hope time, and then I'm going to pass you on to my good friend, Vinnie Eastwood.
I don't know what you're saying, but I agree. I just want to leave you with one thing that I was once told by a good friend of mine, a mentor. He said, do the things you said you would do long after the mood you said them in is gone. Who can agree with that? Yeah? If we could just really hold on to that, I really feel like we've learned a lot today, and we're all pumped up, but it's so easy to go back to our jobs tomorrow, and all of it disappears. So if we can really hold on to that space, and let's get together again, guys. Who's enjoyed today? Yeah? Yeah? My name is Adam Davis. I run Positive Path Events, as I said. It's been an absolute pleasure having you. I'm going to allow Vinnie Eastwood to finish off today. And Vinnie is an incredibly special man. How long have you been running your radio show for now?
Year and a half.
He's been running his radio show for a year and a half on many different channels. It's syndicated throughout New Zealand. And he shares all the topics that David talks about, Vinny is sharing here in New Zealand. And that's why I wanted to bring him on stage and show you his face. He's 26 years old. Yeah? And I'm very, very proud of him, and I'm proud to have him here and supporting him. So if you wouldn't mind listening to him for 10 minutes, he's got a couple of things to say to you. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Is that all right? Vinnie Eastwood, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, let's try a little bit of market research to start off with. How many people came here after seeing the David Icke advertisement on the inside of Uncensored magazine? There's a few. 17. And how many people just came here because you've trawled the internet and you knew for a fact that David Icke was going to come here sometime and you knew that it was going to be freaking awesome? I include myself in that number. I'm Vinnie Eastwood, Mr. News, from AmericanFreedomRadio.com, GorillaMedia.co.nz. You can check out my YouTube channel, Mr. News, Guerrilla Media. I've currently got about twice the amount of hits on my YouTube channel than the New Zealand Nats have on their channel in the height of election season. Now, I kind of want to talk, as I do, being a very arrogant former salesman, about myself. And I started off on this, well, journey, flow, whatever it is you want to call it, because I felt that there was something deeply wrong with everything. So bad that it affected me in personal ways that I cannot reveal here for fear of annihilation. I have always been a very comedic man. I've always liked to have a good time and have a few jokes and whatnot. And so many things just didn't make sense to me, particularly when I wrote a 7-page essay about what was wrong with this major telecommunications company I was working for as a business account manager. And instead of implementing any of the changes that I advised that would make the company run better, I was fired. That really set me off, and it was the start of three jobs that repeatedly screwed me over, one after the other, and the next job interview I went after that, I had a panic attack. It came to the conclusion that I could no longer work for anybody. I could only work with people. I've been listening to Alex Jones' show and reading Infowars.com and been inspired by the general sheer avalanche of information coming out of patriots in the United States and also in England, and noticed a complete and utter lack of similar media in this country. And so I figured, hey, if nobody else is going to save the world, I have to. And that's precisely what I did. Now, it wasn't me, on the other hand, that was doing all this. Again, like I said, he had to work with people. And what I started to do, I got $11,900 worth of Westfield shopping vouchers as a bonus for my very final job that I will never work again. I used that to buy a video camera. I used that to buy an Apple Mac computer. And I used that to live off so that I could go out to protests whenever a protest was happening or a public meeting to film, to edit, to upload to YouTube. Because I noticed something. Whenever I went to a protest and then watched the protest on the news on later, they never covered what really was said and what should be shown. And I felt that as all those activists who were out there shedding their blood, sweat, and tears, researching into the problems, finding out the solutions, and I see them betrayed by our media, and I seek to give them the coverage they deserve. I go to their meetings, I film them, I edit those videos, I design a DVD label and an actual DVD case, and you can see a massive display of the work that I've done over the last 3 years out there on a table. And what I found was that it's not so much the fact that I'm going out there and doing something that made so much of a difference. It was more the fact that when people saw me did it, they felt that there was a difference happening. Do you sort of know what I mean? It's like when you make yourself an example to others, they feel, why can't I make an example out of myself as well? I don't have to lead anybody. I don't have to work for anybody. I don't have to do anything I don't want to. Professional journalism is a joke. It has no credibility. So I'm going to claim to have absolutely no credibility. And that's exactly what I do. So that way, if somebody comes up to me and accuses me, Vinny, you don't have any credibility. You've lost your credibility because of such and such that you said. I'll say, ha ha, but you just lost your credibility because you obviously can't do your research. It's a little bit of an intellectual judo thing. Speaking of which, I thought about a couple of very simple things that people need to understand, particularly 9/11. Repeat after me. 9/11 was an inside job. That's awesome. Here's a simple test you can perform at home to convince you that 9/11 was an inside job. It's summer, and a lot of us have barbecues. So when you go home, go out to your barbecue and turn it on for an hour. Then ask yourself a question after that hour has passed. One, did the barbecue grill melt? No. Number two, did the barbecue itself explode into particleized dust? No. Ergo, 9/11 wasn't inside your home. Nice and simple. I thought that was weird. Now, speaking about timing, when you want to talk about the time that you activate, right, when you actually decide, you know what, bugger it, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to make some bloody noise, I'm going to be a real pain in the ass of all this scumbaggery filth that are trying to destroy the entire country, and I'm not going to stand for it anymore. The second you have that realization, it's the perfect, perfect time for you to have that realization. There's only one moment. It's this one. It's continuous. It's stretched all throughout history, and it will stretch all throughout eternity. So in a way, we get to share a moment with everybody that has ever lived or who ever will. And I don't think that's a good idea to let them down, because it's such an encouraging thought. I'm Vinny Eastwood, Mr. News. Thank you very much for your attention.
Yeah, and there you go. I hope you all enjoyed that. And I've had a number of people tell me that I should do stand-up, something like that. So we've only got a few minutes left in the segment here, and then we'll have to bid our special guest, White Wolf, goodbye. So I'll just ask your final thoughts, I mean, on that video, first of all, and then whatever else you want to say.
Well, I think it was a very well said little video piece that you had there. I think what you decided to do with your life is very worthy and fulfilling, and I hope for you that it definitely continues as you see it continuing in your dreams, because the world needs people who are willing to stand up and speak up. Because we are losing them very quickly, and we need people who have the means to do it and the willpower to do it, and also the sense of self to be able to do it, so that you don't get lost.
I think that in order to have a really good sense of self, you need to be really sensitive to all those other people around you and figure out what it is they need and try and provide it for them. And if they don't want to take it, just leave them be, because they're going to just waste your time otherwise.
Yeah, definitely. Get back to the elements.
Get back to the elements.
Feel the fire, feel the water, feel the air, and feel the connection that we have to everything and everybody.
And thank you very much for connecting with us here on the Vinnie Eastwood Show, White Wolf. Pleasure as always, and we'll see you again sometime. And thank you again, ladies and gentlemen, all of you that call into the show and subscribe and buy stuff off the website. Thank you very much, because you help us to continue doing the right thing. And we'll see you again.